The Atlanta Falcons kind of shocked the NFL world when they took Michael Penix Jr. after paying Kirk Cousins $180 million, George. So we are going to start with a little true stat and a fake stat about Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins. And you got to guess which one's right and which one is wrong.
All right, let's do it.
Stat one. The Falcons are the first team in NFL history to pay a quarterback $100+ million and take a quarterback in the first round in the same offseason.
Okay.
Stat number two, Michael Penix Jr. had 8 games with 4 or more touchdowns at Washington. The most in Washington Huskies history.
Oh, you had to throw that second part out, the most in Washington Huskies history.
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
History. But I'm going to go with the second stat is the correct stat and the real stat. Because I'm guessing that the Packers paid Aaron Rodgers $100 million in extension.
Same offseason, I said.
Yeah, and then drafted Jordan Love.
Well, actually, I don't know. Stat one is the one that I made up. But okay. I don't know. I think the Aaron Rodgers contract was a different offseason than the Jordan Love one.
I just feel like he's restructured his contract so many times that like he could have fallen on that year.
Stat one might be real also, but I made it up. But it could be real that nobody's paid their quarterback $100 million in the same offseason as drafting a quarterback in the first round. It could very possibly be real, but the real stat is Michael Penix Jr. had 8 games with 4 or more touchdowns at Washington, the most in program history. For a guy that was only there for 2 seasons, it's pretty impressive.
It was very impressive. I mean, he was, I would say, watching Washington Husky football my whole entire life, I'm a Washington Husky alum for those who don't know, is that Michael Penix Jr. is the best Washington Husky ever I've watched, and that goes above Marcus Tuiasosopo and Reggie Williams. And
bro, that's not even debatable.
I don't think it is personally either.
You tried to debate with me this in the past about Jake Browning, and every list we looked up online had Jake Browning as the best quarterback of Washington football history. Remember that debate we had once? So first of all, I'm offended again. You just completely didn't mention Jake Browning as the name of guys you said there. Jake Browning was the best quarterback in Washington Huskies history until Michael Penix Jr. I mean, like, he took him to the championship.
I guess. I just don't necessarily agree with those lists, personally, all of them. So, it's just like my personal judgment, I think, whatever, that doesn't matter. What matters is that Michael Penix Jr. was freaking awesome.
He was unbelievable, Washington. And they took him. I mean, at the end of the day, it was pretty crazy. So, let's start with opinion, take, whatever you would like to call it. Michael Penix Jr. drafted by the Falcons after signing Kirk Cousins. George, what are your thoughts?
I think the Falcons are actually ahead of a curve for drafting Michael Penix Jr. This team has some fantastic position players. They have a good offensive line. They have a good defense. They have everything in place except a guarantee at quarterback. Kirk Cousins might never fully recover and become the Kirk Cousins that he once was because of his Achilles injury. So you get a backup quarterback for now in Michael Penix Jr. at a salary that is probably the best backup quarterback in the NFL. So if Kirk Cousins doesn't work, sure, it sucks. You paid him a lot of money, but at least Michael Penix Jr. will come in. You have a talented guy. And Kirk Cousins is no young guy. I mean, it's okay. I know Penix is a little bit older, but he, like, what, three, if he sat behind Kirk for 2 or 3 years, he'll be 29 years old, and he can come and play. Like, in general, I think they're just ahead of the curve. This is a smart move by the Falcons.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's that long of a plan, because by the 4 years or something, you're going to have to pick up his fifth year option or pay him, and you won't even know if he's good yet. I think it's even a shorter term plan, but I possibly do agree that they are potentially ahead of the curve, because at the end of the day, you have the most important position at football is quarterback. And you're telling me the rest of your team's almost pretty ready to compete as a really high level team. And the only thing that would stop you from that is if somebody like Kirk Cousins, who you signed for $180 million, is he comes back and he's not the same, or he gets hurt again because he's getting older. So you're telling me at the most important position in football, you can potentially have two guys that could be that guy for you if, through a good time, through bad times, if somebody gets hurt. So I feel like partially, in some way, you are right that this could be ahead of the curve in some ways of, hey, we're going to be ready at quarterback no matter what happens at the position for us. Like, unless we have the worst luck in NFL history and both get hurt. But so they could be doing something a little special. I do agree with that. And it is interesting.
Yeah, you know, totally interesting. And I think, you know, ahead of a curve is what I like to say. They're playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers.
Yeah, and I think it kind of goes to what my opinion or take was going to be is, I think the rest of the NFL, I'm just going to say it from now, I think the rest of the NFL is finally going to follow the Green Bay Packers method. And that's kind of what's happening here. The end of the day, it's worked out for Green Bay because they said, yeah, we have Brett Favre, but there's this guy, Aaron Rodgers, and we really like him, and we're just going to take him. Who cares? And it worked out. And then they did the exact same thing with the Aaron Rodgers and said, this Jordan Love guy, we kind of like him. Is he very good right now? Maybe not. Maybe he's not the best prospect in the draft, but we can develop him behind Aaron. And all of a sudden last year, who popped off? Jordan Love. And so it's a great method. On top of that, you've seen some of these methods work in general. The Russell Wilson one was kind of weird, but John Schneider did come from the Packers organization. He was probably expecting Russell Wilson to sit behind Matt Flynn for a little bit, but it just ended up working out where, you know what? Fuck it. He's better. Throw him out there. And there's one more example is the Kansas City Chiefs. They had a veteran quarterback in Alex Smith, a very high level veteran quarterback in Alex Smith, who reminds me a lot of Kirk Cousins. They're kind of the same. And then they saw a quarterback in the draft and took him. And guess what? Ended up being the second best quarterback potentially in NFL history.
Yeah, the only difference between all of those is none of them actually signed a quarterback that offseason and then picked someone in the top 10. Mahomes was, I think, 11th or 12th pick. Rodgers was the 20th pick. Jordan Love, I think, was like the 26th, 27th, 28th pick, somewhere around that. Like, this is the first time we've ever seen someone sign a quarterback to a massive contract and draft someone in the top 10 in the same year. It's just, they are on a whole nother level of taking this, like, Green Bay Packers method and going way all in on it, which I totally agree with. They should.
It might be right.
Yeah. No. I don't think it's wrong.
I will say the one weird part of that, like you mentioned, is one, it's also a quarterback that wasn't even in their system, right? Like they signed him from somewhere else. Like they don't even know if they like having Kirk Cousins in the room or not. And like, so it wasn't like a succession plan. It's like, we're bringing both our plans at the same time, which was weird. But I'll tell you why I think it has to happen now moving forward in the NFL. It's probably going to happen more like this than those older methods, I think, where people aren't in the top 10. We saw what happened in the draft this year. 14 out of the first 14 picks were all offensive players.
Right.
And you had six out of the first 12 picks be quarterbacks. I think the Falcons just had no choice. If they wanted to follow that succession plan, you're going to have to use that ninth pick on it. And I think we might get to that point in the future when if other teams catch on to this method, I think you're just going to see a lot of quarterbacks taken 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I said it before and I'll say it again. If I was a GM and I don't have my franchise quarterback for sure, I'm drafting a quarterback every single year until I find my franchise quarterback.
Or until they turn about 35 and then start drafting every year too.
No, I said if I don't have my franchise quarterback.
I know, but I see what you're saying.
And on top of that, once I have a quarterback that's 35 and older, I draft a quarterback every year.
Until we find his replacement.
Yeah,
because now, if you're the Chiefs, you don't need to do it, right? You don't need to draft every year. But if in 10 years when Patrick Mahomes is like 38, you might start saying, let's start to draft a quarterback for who's coming next. And the Patriots even did it. And it didn't work out the exact way they thought, but even the Patriots did it with Tom Brady, right? They're like, all right, at some point, we have to do this.
Yeah, he just turned out to be a robot.
Yeah, he turned out to freaking win another Super Bowl at 45 somehow. But that's neither here or there. I don't know how he did it. All right, I'm going to give you, George, the quiz of the day here.
All right.
Kirk Cousins, speaking of him, was only one of six quarterbacks in NFL history to get the non-exclusive franchise tag placed on him. Can you name the other five quarterbacks in NFL history to ever get franchise tagged? It's a very random one. You weren't expecting that.
Yeah, no, I was not expecting that. But Dak Prescott, was he franchise tagged?
He was not.
Okay. Kevin Cobb.
One was very recent, but no. I'll give you the years. One was like 2023.
All right, Jared Goff.
No. He signed a contract with the Lions.
Wow. Franchise tagged quarterbacks.
Come on.
David Carr.
David or Derek?
Derek. I'm sorry. They're brothers.
No. Come on. I thought you would know the first one like immediately.
Well, Kyler Murray?
No.
Matt
Stafford? I'm going to give you the first one.
Okay, give
me Lamar Jackson
one.
Last year. Remember, got franchise tag. Oh, yeah.
That's right. But then they signed him, so he never got paid the franchise tag.
Yeah, but he was the second. He was the sixth quarterback ever to receive a non-exclusive franchise tag.
Okay.
Okay, and then that was in 2023. 2016 was Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
And then the one before that was 2009.
Jake Delhomme.
No.
2009.
All these names are pretty well-known names.
Donovan McNabb.
No.
Dante Culpepper.
No.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, 2005 with the Chargers. What a random guess. 2005 with the Chargers, by the way.
Like, this is one of the hardest questions we've ever got. Okay,
one of them was 2009, and he was on the Patriots.
Tom Brady?
No.
Matt Cassel?
Matt Cassel was franchise tagged in 2009 with the Patriots.
Why did they franchise Matt Cassel?
All right, last two were 1996 and 1993, and I can give you some hints if you need.
All right, give me some hints.
1996,
John Harbaugh. Jim Very Harbaugh. Close.
Jim Harbaugh. I was like, I don't know what to say. He was franchise tagged by the Colts in 1996. And then 1993.
Brett Favre.
No. I'm going to give you three guesses on this. I'll tell you this. They were Super Bowl contenders every year.
Jim Kelly.
No.
Steve Young.
Yes, correct.
Wow, we got them all right.
1993. Just to list those off if anyone's confused. 2023, Lamar Jackson. 2016, Kirk Cousins. 2009, Matt Cassel, very random one. 2005, Drew Brees to the Chargers. 1996, Jim Harbaugh. And 1993, Steve Young are the only six quarterbacks in NFL history to ever be franchise tagged.
Somehow I kind of like, I didn't name Lamar. I got them, but like with a lot of hints.
Somehow the weird part there. Okay. Matt Cassel, I gave you enough hints because like, but that was a good guess that he was the backup quarterback in 2009. The one that's shocking is that you didn't get Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Because like I said, he got franchised, but he ended up signing. So I totally forgot that he got franchised.
That's fair. But those were some good guesses. Like the random Drew Brees and John/Jim Harbaugh. You just threw both of them out. But
yeah.
It was, you know, John Harbaugh, Jim. Like, all right, yep, that works. I was like, whatever, I'll give it to him.
These quizzes are fun, man.
Those are good. That was good. I was surprised that you actually guessed some of the names. Well, thanks for tuning in today. This is the Sports on Tap channel, all part of the Sports on Tap network. You can see everything in the links in the descriptions, whether you're on YouTube or on the podcast platforms. The links are all in our description for all our other channels. We have some Seattle stuff, NBA stuff, NFL stuff, all that good stuff. So all about the stuff today, George. Good work on the guesses and the quizzes. And as always, I'm Sammy, the little brother, and with me is my older brother, George, and we'll be back tomorrow. And so please, stay tuned, like and subscribe, turn on that bell. And George, you know what we like to say.
Hey, thanks for stopping by and listening to our stuff.